At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And here's your host, John Chapman.
Dear Lord, absolutely terrible. The 49ers lost one of the most winnable games that I've ever seen due to poor coordinators. There's lots of reasons we're going to talk about all the different. Man, I'm just so upset at the 49ers special teams defensive coordinator, Nick Sorensen. Like I said this before the show, like in the whole week leading up, that the two people that had the most to gain and or lose this week were Brock Purdy and Nick Sorensen, our defensive coordinator. Brock Purdy answered every call that you could have, whatever. Brock Purdy was amazing. Juwan Jennings, career day. I forget who put it out. I think that it was Lombardi. Like, it's not since 1995 Jerry Rice has a 49ers wide receiver, had 10-plus catches, 150-plus yards, 3 touchdowns. Like, that's how great Jennings was. But it's kind of like week two, where Fred Warner has the best game of his entire career in a losing effort. Juwan Jennings has the best game in his entire career as a losing effort. And this wasn't even on the offense. Yeah, Ronnie Bell is terrible. We all knew that. That's nothing new. The fact that you keep going back to him after you have Jacob Cowan on the sideline, you have Chris Conley on the sideline, you've got all these other people. That's asinine. That is stupid. And I do want to say, if you have little ones listening to this show, there's going to be some curse words. So I just want to let you know there's going to be some foul language, probably not a whole lot, but I'm going to let some anger out. And cite decorum on the chat, let it out. Because this is one of the worst games that I can remember. I don't know. To be in complete control the whole entire game. And your special teams coordinator, this is not who I am. Brian Snyder, the 49ers special teams coach, should not be on the fucking plane going home. Clip that. I don't care. Tag me. Don't care. That dude, the Rams had the 28th worst special teams group heading into this game. They embarrassed us. Field goals. Check. Jake Moody, shut the fuck up, man. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. I know it's a 50-plus yarder. At some point, you got to do something. Like, you got to do something. You got to. The faked punt, that was the game-changing moment. Offense defense was humming But of course, the 49ers are not prepared for if we line up the exact same way against the punt every single time. We break down the film on our Patreon. And just, I have no clue how Brian Schneider is employed in the NFL. I don't like calling for people's jobs. I hope he has the best severance package ever. That dude does not represent the 49ers, period. I told you guys during training camp we're going to lose games because of special teams. Preseason, I told you. Last week was terrible. This week was terrible. Absolutely abysmal. Brian Schneider is terrible. Worst coordinator. And I understand this is hot takes, whatever. That dude sucks. Should never be employed in the NFL again as far as special teams goes. Absolutely not. Like, 100% should be let go right now. Right now fired. Right now let go. I don't think I've ever called for anybody getting fired. This is year 9. Never have. Dude should be fired. Should be gone. Brian Schneider absolutely should be let go. Now, defensive coordinator. We're going to go through a lot, so sit down. We're going to talk about these. Nick Sorensen, man. Like I said, Brock Purdy and Nick Sorensen. Those are the two guys that have the most to win game or lose. Nick Sorensen, what the hell are you doing, man? Man coverage? Nonstop with Devondre Campbell. When are you going to lose? Matt Stafford was picking on three players. Jair Brown, I don't know what we thought he was. This year, he ain't it. I know he was one of the best players in training camp. He has not had one good game this year. Jair Brown has been absolutely terrible. He's got a lot to learn, whatever else. But, man, he was awful. The best play he had was where he led somebody behind him by 15 yards, and he happened to catch the ball out of bounds. That was his best play. He's not making any plays in the run game. He's all over the place on his routes. You put him in man coverage, we're in dire, dire circumstances. Jair Brown ain't it. Devondre Campbell can't cover for crap at all. I get that he's a run game defender, so why are you putting him in man coverage in obvious passing situations over and over and over and over again? What the hell are you doing? How do you not know our scheme? We run zone. Why do you keep doing that to Devondre Campbell? Put D Winters in. Put, God forsaken, put DFF in, who was still terrible on special teams and defense. Like, figure that out. Those are coverage linebackers. This is not him. Why are you in man? How did you not learn this last week? And so, like, for Nick Sorensen, I get he's only been around for 3 weeks as a DC. Just like, what the hell, man? How are you not learning we're not a man defense? We're not. And every single time we do it, it costs us. Every single time. Charvarius Ward, terrible game. Devondre Campbell, terrible game. Jair Brown, terrible game. Awful. Just absolutely awful. Isaac Yiadom, not great. Like, let's be real. You go over to the offensive side, Ronnie Bell, oof, so bad. The 49ers should trade Ronnie Bell to the Chargers. We give them a fifth round pick and we get nothing in return. That would be a great trade. If the 49ers could trade Ronnie Bell for a fifth to the Chargers so he could go reunite with Harbaugh, we give up a fifth, we give up Ronnie Bell, get nothing in return, we win that trade. That's how terrible Ronnie Bell is with all of his drop passes and, oh, you hold your hands on your face, whatever. This is the NFL, man. Like, man up at some point. Give your balls a tug, get out there and make a damn play, because this is not the – it's terrible. It is absolutely terrible. Terrible. Man up at some point, man. It just, how many times do you have to, and why do you keep putting them out there? The 49ers offense wasn't an issue today. It was fine. Brandon Ayuk, yeah, he's not good. He is not good. Like, he should not be starting for the 49ers moving forward at all. We had 6 drop passes today. 2 were from Ronnie Bell. 2 were from Brandon Ayuk. And then I think 2, the other ones, I'm not quite sure who they were or who they weren't, but like, pivotal plays, like, and we've said this, Brandon Ayuk, anytime Debo's not around, dude cowers. Like, I want people that show up in pressure situations. Ayuk ain't him. That contract, wrong. You should have traded that dude. And that, y'all know me, that's not who I am. But when your team needs you, football reveals character. And anytime the 49ers need Ayuk, that dude cowers. Disappears. I forgot he was in the game for 2 quarters. I forgot he was playing. I really did. Like, oh, 11's in the game. They threw him the ball on like an out and he bobbled it and went out of bounds. It was like, oh, I forgot that dude was playing. $30 million a year for that guy. You're stuck with that. I hope he turns around and I hope that Ayuk becomes like a shadow of what he was. But man, mentally weak. If your situations determine, your surroundings determine who you are as a player and what you're able to accomplish, soft, weak, not football. That's not it. That is not the culture that you want to build around. Oh, man, I'm pissed. I'm freaking pissed. Jake Moody, good Lord. Terrible, man. Terrible. Bobo, thanks for the super chat. Sorry, John. Kyle, the choke. Shanahan strikes again. You can put it on Kyle because I don't know why he quit running the ball in the fourth quarter late. I don't know what that was about. Like, whenever you had the ball with 1 minute left, you had two timeouts. Like, you could have kept running the ball. Pass, 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 pass. They were good pass plays. Like, our players were open. So it's not like they were bad calls, but you should have mitigated it to where, look, we're going to run the clock down to where, at worst, we're in overtime. At worst. But Shanahan probably don't want to go to overtime because he didn't know the rules. I don't put this really on Shanahan. I thought he called a great game. The first half, the opening drive, you had third down runs. You had multiple play actions. You had multiple checkdowns. Shanahan was in his bag. You had points taken off the board. More holding penalties from Trent Williams. More injuries from Trent Williams. Glad you got your money, big dog. Awesome. Working great for us. Now, my biggest Shanahan complaint was not sticking to the run late. And why don't you chip for Colton McKivitz ever? We know if it's an obvious pass rushing situation, chip. Give him a tight end. Give him a running back to his side to help him. We know what his flaws are. Colton McKivitz ain't changing. He ain't changing. You took points off the board going into the half. That's on you. That's the concern. Like, play calling, fine, but just be smart. Chip for Colton McKivitz. Like, how hard is that? I just don't understand. Jordan Mason was fine. Brock Purdy was great. And for the people that are like, oh, Brock's just a system of what? Brock Purdy was so incredibly efficient with his feet. Third downs, we were 6 of 7 on third downs at one point. We finished 6 of 11. We got backed up, penalties, yeah, drop passes. None of that was on Brock. None of that was on Brock. Brock was on fire today. So was Juwan Jennings. But now you just let a team back into it with nobody, by the way. They had no one. Everybody's hurt. And you let one wide receiver behind you, Tre'Veris Ward sucks this season, man. I know he's playing through whatever, but, dude, get off the damn field. If you can't play in run support, which 3 consecutive games in a row, Tre'Veris Ward has been weak. It's like he's making business decisions out there. Like, he's just so hesitant to come up. We've never seen that from number 7. Like, I get that it's a contract year, but you look at Diamador Lenore, that dude is balling the hell out. Run, defense, coverage, outside, nickel, doesn't matter. Demo is unbelievable. He is playing great, great football. Jair Brown sucks. Terrible so far. Now he's young, and you're expecting some growth. Talanoa Funga comes back. He was so solid. He did everything he was supposed to. No giant playmaking plays. That's the issue. But he was always where he needed to be. Gave up no big plays at all. Isaac Yiadom seems to always be where he's supposed to be. Just can't make a play to save his life. Devondre Campbell, terrible. Hargrave had a sack. Also got blown off the ball several times. 5-plus yards against the run. We'll see. We'll go through the film. Right here. Yeah, Gertrude, thanks for the super chat. Shanahan's terrible at clock management, 1,000%. And even at the end of the game, I liked how he kept the timeout. They were on second down. He had one timeout left. So they would have ran it, gotten more yards because our run defense is not great up the middle, and then called the timeout. So I liked that he kept the timeout. Then they spike it, and then he called the timeout immediately after. He didn't even know how to ice the kicker. You let the kicker get set up. It's a rookie. Let the kicker get set up right before the kick, then you call a timeout. No, he called it right away. Like, you didn't add any more pressure to the free throw shooter. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, dude, why would you just wait? It was weird. But, yeah, Shanahan clock management, he's at his best when we can milk the clock down. We got the ball with, I think, 6.5 minutes left in the fourth of 7 points. And that drive was to perfection for the most part. Took off 4-plus minutes, gets down there, get yourself a field goal, makeable field goal in today's NFL. And sure enough, the kicker that you spent a third round pick on because he's just so important. I'll put this picture up there again. This was the picture that, you know, somebody took from the live stream with me and Brian Carter 99. Shout out to Brian. When we picked the damn kicker, you never draft a kicker in the third round. That is stupid. Kickers are replaceable. Case in point, undrafted free agent kicker rookie over there. Way better than our guy. Way better than our guy. Jake Moody pressure situation. You remember, I'm not saying you get rid of Jake Moody. That's not what I'm saying at all. But Jake Moody missed a kick in the divisional round. Jake Moody missed a kick in the NFC Championship. Jake Moody missed a kick in the Super Bowl. And then we get in a pressure situation. He cost us a game last year, right? Cost us a game again. Cost us a game again. Pressure situations, Jake Moody cowers. Cowers. Who are we as a football team? What is the 49ers culture? Is it weakness? Because Ayuk, Jake Moody, Ronnie Bell, like, yeah, that's weak-ass people that show up or disappear when it matters most. That's not the people you rely on. That's not it. Now, it's not everybody. Everybody on the 49ers not like that. But damn, you cannot kid me with what – man, they're a freaking joke, dude. This is a joke-ass team. I'm sorry, man. I just can't believe you allowed a team to do that. You had the home field advantage in SoFi. Unbelievable. Flynn, thank you for the super chat. Purdy was 22 of 30, 292 yards, 3 touchdowns, 6 drops. 8 incompletions, 6 drops. He had 2 throwaways. Purdy was phenomenal. What a waste of a great day by Purdy and Jennings. Beer on me, John. Thank you, Flynn. Much appreciated for the super chat. I'm going to need it, man. Oh, my gosh. Just crapping. Easy. If you beat the Rams, they're 0-3. Their season's done. You just let them back in. Now you're 1-2. You're a losing football team. And that's appropriate because you are. You are. Your team is full of people with losing efforts in clutch situations. The funniest play, maybe not the funniest play, the third down where Brock Purdy's fighting for his life and just getting everything he can, Jake Brendel's laying on the ground watching Brock Purdy run around. Literally, not figuratively, laying down.
Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So, I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews, it doesn't matter, that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
On the football field, watching. All-time watcher, Jake Brendel, baby. One of the best runs of the game. Stupid-ass holding call against Jake Brendel. Like, what do you provide? What do you bring to this team? You got 22 starters. You got about six soft ones. Six of them. And, you know, like, here's what I would do, okay? I'll say this, okay? I got to think on this briefly because I want to put this out there. Now, here's the good news. If you bet with us, you made some money today. We hit on almost all of our bets, which we did really, really well. And if you haven't bet with us yet, even when the 49ers suck, we can make money, which is great news. But if you do bet, this is how you do it.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for six straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right. So, Sid, thank you for the super chat. She says, love this candor from you, John. Man, I hope you like it. We're going to have our Zoom hangout soon because this is we're going to be talking, hanging out. Here's what I'm going to say, okay? Here's what I would do. Number one, Brian Snyder, if John Chapman was in charge of the 49ers, which is a terrible idea, but I'm just telling you what needs to be done, in my opinion. Number one, Brian Snyder, special teams coordinator, you're fired. You are done, okay? I am telling the media, and I'm putting this out there publicly, Nick Sorensen, this is the last opportunity you have for play calling duties. You have one more week. You run way more zone. Stop this stupid fire zone. Nick Bosa in coverage. Leonard Floyd in coverage. Stunting nonstop. Freaking telegraphing man coverage consistently throughout the game. You got one more game to fix this, and I'm putting out there. Like, he's on probation. Next week, it will be Brandon Staley if you do this shit again, okay? Those are my first two things I'm doing. Ronnie Bell, I told you, I'm trading Ronnie Bell in a fifth-round pick to the Chargers. We're giving up Ronnie Bell. We're giving up a fifth round pick. We get nothing in return, but it's worth it. We're sending that over there. Just thank you, you know, Harbaugh, for what you did for us in the past. Get your Michigan guy. Jake Moody, I'm keeping Jake Moody. Kickers, though, I'm bringing in some kickers to set the tone. I'm bringing it. I'm not going to sign any of them, but I'm going to get three free agent kickers out of practice on Wednesday, kicking after practice. So Jake Moody can see. Look, dude, who you going to be? Because if you can't handle pressure situations, let us know now. Let us know now. I understand he hit those kicks in the Super Bowl. That's awesome. He also missed a kick in the Super Bowl. And two times now, back-to-back seasons, we need him to make 50-yarders not easy. But come on, man. Like, his trajectory was off from the start. I want him to know, seat's warming up, buddy. Seat's warming up, okay? Now, offensively, Jake Brendel, he is benched. We are going to move forward with Nick Sakell, and we're going to see how it goes. And we might even rotate series, which is very, very different, and you don't like to do that at the center position. We are working out centers. You can't trade for a center. Nobody's going to let go of a good center. There are not very many of them. But we're getting some work there. Calling plays for any passing down, we are chipping for Colton McKivitz. I don't think Colton should be benched. He's too much of an asset in the run game. Chip for Colton McKivitz in the passing game. Every single time. Every single time. Everybody does it to Nick Bosa every play. Watch some opposing film, self-scout, get that fixed. Jacob Cowing, congratulations. You're stepping into Ronnie Bell's spot. You're our number four. Brandon Ayuk, you are no longer a starting wide receiver for the 49ers. Yeah, you're making your $30 million. You're the number three. When Deebo comes back, it goes Deebo, Jennings, Ayuk. You are now at the – you're not playing slot receiver. You're still going to play outside. But in 11 personnel, two wide receiver sets, I want Jennings and I want Deebo. Ayuk, you sit your ass on the sideline and you watch because you disappear anytime we need you anyway. Or you can drop it. So you just get the hell to the sideline and we'll wait till you get your quote-unquote mojo back. Oh, yeah, I maybe made it harder than it needed to be. Laugh your ass on the sidelines, 11. That's where your clown shit belongs. That's where it should be. This is on you. This is on you, Ayuk. Absolutely on you. Now, defensively, this one's simple. D. Winters, you are now the number two linebacker. If we're playing a super run-heavy team, Devondre Campbell, you can play. But until our new special teams coordinator or our current special teams coordinator understands we're not putting our linebacker and man coverage against tight ends on the regular. You don't have Dre Greenlaw till Thanksgiving. Campbell, you're chilling, bro. We're going with D. Winters, who is a complete football player. We got Campbell who can play the run, can't cover. We got DFF who can cover, can't play the run. Guess what? We drafted a guy a year ago that can play both. It is a freak athlete. Put D. Winters out there. Let's see how it goes. Jair Brown, sorry, buddy. You're benched. I'm going with Talanoa Hufanga, and I'm going with Odom. And I understand Odom has not been great, but Odom at least makes plays. He has way more pass breakups than all the other safeties combined. Malik Mustafa is still not ready. The few snaps he was in there, still hesitating. He'll be great. But right now I'm going with Talanoa Hufanga and Odom. Those are my guys. Charvarius Ward, I don't know what the hell's going on. Renardo Green's playing better than he is right now. I'm not saying we should bench Ward, but I'm probably benching Yadam and giving Renardo that spot. And if it keeps going with, you know, Charvarius Ward making business decisions, not supporting the run and getting burnt, like pick one, buddy. Like, then Charvarius Ward's going to be my number three corner. Demo is by far number one. Defensive line, Hargrave made a play today. That was awesome. I hope that that continues and we get what we're kind of paying for. Collins is incredible, so I'm not really changing a lot up front. Sam Okwuanu, who's the practice squad we called up, he's better than Leonard Floyd. Yetur Gross-Matos played great. Better than Leonard Floyd. Like, I don't know what I want to do there. I don't want to overreact. But number one, fire that damn special teams coordinator. Trade Ronnie Bell with assets. It's worth it. And then some of these guys got to feel the heat, man. And Shanahan's not without blame. Am I in like the fire Shanahan or anything? No, the offense did its job today. You just had too many freaking morons out there that are ruining it. Ugh, man, I'm pissed. And, you know, I'm sorry. I haven't even been scrolling the chat. I know it's awesome, and you guys are the best, and I appreciate you guys. And anger is an appropriate emotion whenever it comes to sports. That is okay. And will I regret some of the things I said today? Possibly. But you know what else should be regretted? Having Ronnie Bell on your team. Having freaking Brian Schneider as a special team. That is the regret. That's where the people should be upset. So I understand, and I know I'm going to get these emails, and if you feel the need to email me and tell me why I shouldn't be saying these things, that's okay. 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. I'll respond to you. I'll be polite. I'm sorry. You clicked on my face. These are my words. It's what it is. And I know it's a little bit out of norm for us, but that's what we do. This is a therapy session, right? That's what we call these when we lose. Should have been a celebration. It's not there. It's not there. The 49ers had the better team today, and the 49ers had the better head coach today. The 49ers didn't have a better special teams coordinator, and they didn't have a better defensive coordinator at all. And way too many holes. My thing, I get in these arguments all the time, Shanahan versus McVay. McVay covers up his weaknesses. He overaccounts for the people that can't do things. He's playing with a way worse roster than the 49ers are. Shanahan didn't do that. His system says in this read, if number three wide receiver on this route is open, you throw that. Well, there should be an asterisk. It's called the Ronnie Bell asterisk. He's wearing number 10. Kyle Williams has freaking ghosted that damn jersey. Number 10 should be retired or burnt, wherever. Just get that damn thing the hell out of here. We don't need that. So, man, huge stock up to McVay. His team has life. The funny thing is they're 1-2. Same as us. God, I can't believe the 49ers are 1-2. You got the Patriots. I can't believe you lost to the damn Rams. They're such a joke franchise. It's such a joke team. They literally don't even have a home field advantage. They play in a carport. They play in a carport, guys. Ah, this guy. Thank you, man. Appreciate Super Chat. Bring on excuses, folks. I find it hilarious. It's a deserved Dale. Let me guess. It's Wilkes' fault. Saw this a mile away. No La La Land living. Yeah, it's bad, man. It's bad. And, yeah, I would take – I'll say this. And through 3 weeks, this isn't just a new take. Steve Wilkes is 100 times better than Nick Sorensen. The reason why Nick Sorensen's here and not Steve Wilkes is because Nick Sorensen's a yes man. Steve Wilkes will fight and stand on what he believes. You remember when Nick Sorensen was hired? Why were you hired? I don't know. You got to ask Kyle. He didn't even know. Nick Sorensen shouldn't have been hired. Now, you were kind of stuck with you fired your special teams coordinator after the Super Bowl, which I don't disagree with. But you did that without any options to replace him with because every other position was filled. Every other position was filled. Ah, man. I'm not saying we should fire Sorensen yet. I'm saying he has been absolutely horrible. Horrible. Flynn, thank you, man. John, there's a lot of talk about how Purdy needs to prove he's worth a contract without all the starts this week. I think he did, yeah. Brock Purdy, A++, perhaps one of his best games. Incredible, just unbelievable what he did with one wide receiver. He had one wide receiver. One. Ayuk was sitting on his ass the whole game. Literally disappeared. Backup tight end, backup running back, backup, backup, backup. He had one wide receiver and he took advantage of it. Hit wide receivers in the hands repeatedly and they just dropped it. Six drops, eight incompletions. Brock Purdy, unbelievable. Bobo, why is special teams so hard to get right for this team? I don't know, because it's not even this guy. Since Shanahan showed up, he hired, I think it was Richard Hightower, his college buddy. Nepotism wins with Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay. Let's be honest. I mean, his DC's last name is Shula. But, yeah, it's just been terrible, and we've only gotten worse. And the thing that sucks is the Rams had the 28th ranked special teams unit, and they just schooled you. In field goal, they schooled you. In punt, they schooled you. In punt return, they schooled you. You didn't win one phase of the kicking game. Now, yeah, sure, you had all the kickoffs for touchbacks and all the kickoff returns for touchbacks, so those are a wash. But, man, Brian Schneider should not be allowed on there. If Brian Schneider texted me or messaged right here, I'd block him. He doesn't belong here. He got to go somewhere else. Get that severance package, homie. You've coached in the league for a long time. Go home. Be with your family. You deserve to be home. Get paid. Get your money. Get the hell out. We don't want you here. You costed us way too much. It cost us the Super Bowl. That's absolutely ridiculous. Missed kicks, special teams turnovers, back-to-back weeks, fake, you know, block punt last week. Get him the hell out. I'm done. D-U-N. Anyway, we're going to go through the tape, and it's going to be a lot of cuss words. It's just what it's going to be. But 40yardsrush.com, every single play, offense, defense, special teams. I'm going to show you why this happened. And you guys are the best. And just because this game has sucked and the outcome sucked and our team lost to a terrible team doesn't mean we stop. Faithful then, faithful now. God, I'm mad. And it's okay to be mad. Wear your Niners stuff to work tomorrow. Wear it. Take the lumps. Allow the people to talk trash to you. That's part of being a fan. We get to boast more than they do. And the 49ers are in a position because we're not playing for week three. I get right now it hurts. We're playing for the postseason. Do I think the 49ers are a playoff team? I do. The fact that you're getting so many guys back, I do. You eliminate some of these mistakes, you're winning games consistently. You just got to get rid of that special teams coordinator. You got to. You've got to. You eliminate the guys that keep making mistakes. I don't care about upside. I don't care about contract status. I don't care. You got to shake it up a little bit. You got to prove that we're here for one reason. Man, you put Ayuk on the sideline whenever you come out on the first play next week, put Chris Conley out there and Juwan Jennings, that sends a damn message. People got to respond. People got to respond. And if anybody wants to trade for Ayuk, man, I'll take freaking – good Lord. I'll take Amari Cooper straight up. I'll take it straight up. If the Steelers offered us a fourth-round pick for Ayuk right now, done. Where do I sign? We'll take the dead money hit. I don't even care. I'll take anything. Not that I don't believe in him. It's just, man, I can't take weak. I can't take weak in pressure situations. I can't do it. Won't do it. Can't win with them. It's what it is. So I'm angry. You're angry. We're all going to be angry, and we should be angry for 24 hours. We'll get to the tape. We'll break it down. We're going to still be recording every single day. It's what it's going to be. And we're the faithful. So be the faithful. Doesn't mean don't be angry. Doesn't mean don't be pissed. It's just we still red and gold, man. That's who we are. So until next time, sorry for all the cuss words. I'll do some Hail Marys later. You guys are the absolute best. The 49ers, the team, they're the ones that sucked. They're the ones that ruined it. You guys didn't. I didn't. Let's keep it going. Let's correct these mistakes. Let's figure out what they are and move forward. So until next time, love y'all. And as always, it's rough to say. I don't even want to say it. But as always, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.